My next guest, Lewis Brown, is director of CMF Curo. He's worked as an attorney practicing labor law and commercial litigation in Michigan, and has served as associate director of social concerns for the Maryland Catholic Conference. He also serves on the board of directors for the St. Paul Street Evangelization. And you can follow the work that Lewis and his colleagues are doing at cmfcuro.com. Good to have you, Lewis. Thanks.
Good to be with you, Al.
You've been running around Washington quite a bit during this Trump transition period.
I have, yeah. We've spent quite a. It's become kind of a third home. I reside in Denver, but been out in D.C. quite a bit.
Explain to people why this is so important for the work that you do, and really the concerns of pro-life people.
Sure. I think regardless of how one felt about the presidential administration that's incoming in and the election, I definitely had. A call, I think, as many of us did, to support the pro-life position in the last election. But that's been settled. We have a new presidential administration that is very serious about reformulating our health care system.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the Christ Medicus Foundation, we see an opportunity in these reforms that are upcoming over the next few months and perhaps years to do as much as possible to ensure that we reclaim health care and settle it back upon the foundational principles of the culture of life,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that those foundational principles of the culture of life are part of the new health care reforms that will hopefully remake the health care system based fundamentally on the right to life.
I was delighted to hear that Andrew Bremberg was heading up the transition team for HHS. He's a young man who good friends with my daughter and her husband, and we've talked a few times, and I know he's deeply committed to the pro-life position, and now we know that the new HHS secretary will be Tom Price. Now, I assume he's going to be very good for people who have conscience concerns in these areas.
Right, right. And we're very concerned about making sure that over the next couple of years, we reinstall the right of conscience, the right to life in federal law. It's been very much damaged over the last couple of years. Your listeners will know, and obviously, Al, you're extraordinarily familiar with the HHS contraception mandate
mm-hmm.
that required virtually all private employers, including some religious institutions, to essentially be a delivery mechanism for giving their employees contraceptive coverage, which is just antithetical to Catholic Church teaching. It's a situation in the country in which we've gotten beyond this debate about whether something should be legal or illegal, but we're now at a point in which certain forces in our culture and in the culture of healthcare are now saying, well, not only are we saying that this should be legal, but we now want to coerce you into doing what
right.
we want you to do. And you saw that, too, with the California abortion mandate, which is still up and going, where virtually all private employers are now being required to provide elective surgical abortion coverage in their health care plans. You
right.
also saw that with the HHS gender identity mandate, a regulation that came out saying for doctors, medical practices that are accepting patients that are paying for their services with Medicaid or Medicare, you doctor, you hospital must provide services to those individuals, even if they're claiming to be transgendered and they want to do a procedure that would further their self-proclaimed transgender identity. So again, we're not talking about whether something that should be legal or illegal. We're saying that you are now going to be coerced
right.
into doing that.
Yeah.
And that's a situation that's not tenable. It's not consistent with the founding principle of religious liberty that we were founded on.
I couldn't agree more. Tell people what you've been doing at CMF Curo, though, to provide a real alternative for people who don't want to be complicit in Obamacare.
Right. There are, you know, we as Catholics, it's not just a no to the culture of death, right? That's very important that
right.
we prohibit the federal funding of abortions, that we restore the right of conscience in medical care. But Catholics are coming together across the country in many different ways to provide beautiful healthcare options that provide a better healthcare outcome. It's not just that it's Catholic, but it's a better way of doing one's healthcare. And so one of those ways is health sharing. You have hundreds of thousands of our Protestant and evangelical brothers and sisters that are coming together to directly share their medical cost, and it's much, much, much more affordable than other healthcare options. And it's a beautiful witness to who we are as Christians, where we're coming together and saying that, yes, government has a proper role in providing for our medical care, but we as a Christian community across the country, we can come together, pay for each other's medical care, only pay for pro-life care, and do it in a way that is going to reap extraordinary cost savings for an individual, for a family, for a business. And so with Curo, we are providing a national Catholic health sharing option with our partners, Samaritan Ministries International, a Protestant health sharing ministry. We have banded together with them in an ecumenical spirit to provide this health sharing option for Catholics across the country. Folks can find out more about that at mycatholichealthcare.com. But it's even just one aspect of what we're trying to do as part of the Christ Medicus Foundation to protect religious freedom, the right to life and health care. But also we're working with Catholic medical providers to provide actual care to people across the country in a way that's caring for body and soul. So we're trying to do these three things, providing a way for people to affordably pay for their medical care with Curo, this health-sharing option, also protect the right of conscience on the federal level, but also provide what we call the Yes of Mary, where we're loving people, bringing the love of God into their health care with various medical professionals in their clinics, but also through Curo as well, that the body of Christ is going to come in and take care of people in their medical care.
And American law permits for that. I mean, this is not something being done in a corner. We are able to do this under the freedoms that we have.
That's correct. Federal law says that currently right now that health sharing is effectively an option for Americans by saying that it is something that's consistent with the law, and so Americans are free to choose health sharing as a way for paying for their medical care and do not have to worry about some type of tax, some type of fine from the IRS. So it's consistent with the law. But again, it's not for all Catholics, not for all Americans, but we think it's for a lot of Catholics, a lot of Americans, to have this way of paying for one's medical care that's a lot less expensive, but also provides this beautiful witness. It's only paying for pro-life care. And it's a living, breathing witness to the church teaching on subsidiary. When we come together as the body of Christ to pay for medical care, and it's cheaper, and it's also providing this way of doing it, not just health sharing, but also something called direct primary care, which we can talk about another time. But these ways that we're trying to work to build up Catholic health care, it's not just that it's less expensive, it's not just that it's Catholic, but it's actually providing better health care outcomes for many Americans.
Now, how do people get more information on it today?
Sure. The best way to do that is our website, which we've revamped. It's very beautiful. It's mycatholichealthcare.com.
My Catholic Healthcare. Okay. mycatholichealthcare.com. Excellent. Lewis, stay in touch.
Will do. Yeah. Thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah. If you see Andrew, give him my best, okay?
Okay. So
thanks.
Take care.
Lewis is director of CMF Curo. You've got to see this. MyCatholicHealthcare.com.